Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the second week, we're watching migrants traveling through Europe. Officials in Hungary expect 40,000 people will arrive there in the next week. And a video from Hungary is raising questions about the way they'll be received. It's a camera woman for N1 TV tripping migrants, kicking them as they broke out of that camp to try to walk to Germany. We'll link you to the video at hereandnow.org. Here's some of the sound. That woman is a member of a far-right political party. She worked for a self-proclaimed far-right TV station. She's since been fired. But people are wondering, what does she reflect? The BBC's Ben James hosts the World Have Your Say program. He's in Munich, where they're broadcasting. He rode the train from Budapest to Germany. So, James, start there. What sort of reception did you see migrants getting?
An amazing reception. That's certainly how many people are describing it in Munich. They'd been sleeping in camps. They'd been sleeping outdoors in Hungary, many of them, when they'd arrived. And they got to Munich, got some medical attention. Then they're taken in buses to a camp where they're registered. And a camp, by the way, in Germany, it's not quite the same as one in Hungary. A camp here tends to mean some kind of building that is housing refugees and migrants. Often it's a sports hall, for example.
Well, we know you met a woman named Swad, for instance, a university student from Homs in Syria who was hoping to be reunited with her mother who's already in Germany. Let's listen to a little of her.
We are going to a better life, maybe, to some place like we feel safe, you know, and I'm going to meet my mom after 1 year. So I'm feeling happy. I can't wait. So I like this.
And Ben, you know, we've spoken of how Germany has this liberal asylum program. In part, it has an aging population. It's looking forward to a lot of these students and professionals coming from Syria. But then we see the scene in Hungary of a right-wing camerawoman attacking the refugees. Explain a little more about that difference of opinion. And do you see it in Germany as well, which also has right-wing groups?
Yeah, you do see it to some extent. I think the anxiety about refugees and migrants arriving is more mainstream in Hungary, it's fair to say. The governing party got something like 40-something percent of the vote in their elections last year, and there Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been pretty forthright and outspoken in his wish that, for example, they don't want too many Muslims. In Germany, it's very different. Angela Merkel has a pretty liberal attitude towards the refugees and migrants arriving. She said, and her government has said, that the 800,000 people that they expect to arrive this year, if they're Syrian, they'll be given asylum, and that seems to be absolutely fine with the majority of people I've spoken to here. They're proud that Germany can have a role in helping these people. And in fact, a poll suggests that one in five people in Germany have already done something actually to help the people arriving, whether that's donating clothes or food or even in some circumstances housing refugees in their own homes.
But Ben James, what if they're not Syrian? We know that a huge percentage, some are saying maybe up to half, are from other countries. Many economic refugees, some from Macedonia, some from many from Iraq. You mentioned Afghanistan, Pakistan. These are countries with unrest, but not war-torn. What happens when they've been traveling with the Syrians? They consider themselves part of the same refugee mass, but maybe they're not going to be given asylum.
Yeah, there's an interview process, and you're absolutely right. If you're Syrian, you're much more likely to be successful than somebody, for example, a guy I was speaking to a couple of days ago who's now arrived in Germany, who's from Pakistan. The authorities here are much more sympathetic to people who come from a war zone like Syria, where they don't really have to prove that they were in the middle of conflict, because it's taken as a given that if somebody is indeed from Syria, that they are going to be in need of somewhere much safer to stay.
Ben, you are the World Have Your Say program, and you're going to be broadcasting from Munich. What are you hearing, I mean, from around the world?
Well, we've just been having a conversation, actually, about European values. Some people are using it in the context of European values need to be defended against an influx of people who might not share them, particularly when it comes to some commentators' views that Islam is potentially a threat to European values. And, of course, a great many people coming in to the European Union during this story are Muslims. Other people are using the phrase European values in the light of the help, the generosity that certainly here in Munich we've seen people giving to refugees and migrants. Some people are saying that European values have been strengthened because people have rediscovered them, rediscovered a sort of common humanity when they're welcoming these refugees. We've just been having a conversation around the table, actually, in a cafe here at the newspaper where I'm talking to you from, people sharing their ideas and discussing their thoughts on that, and it's been very interesting.
Well, carry on. The BBC's Ben James, host of the World Have Your Say program in Munich. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you.